Some unease toward Mr. Trump stems from voters' racial attitudes. According to the poll, white voters under 45 are overwhelmingly supportive of the Black Lives Matter movement, while older whites are more tepid in their views toward racial justice activism. And nearly 70% of whites under 45 said they believed the killing of George Floyd was part of a broader pattern of excessive police violence toward African Americans rather than an isolated incident. What's striking, though, is that even among white seniors, one of Mr. Trump's strongest constituencies, he has damaged himself with his conduct. About two-fifths of whites over 65 said they disapproved of Mr. Trump's handling of both the coronavirus and race relations. Mr. Trump retains a few points of strength in the poll that could offer him a way to regain a footing in the race, and the feeble condition of his candidacy right now may well represent his low point in a campaign with 4.5 months still to go. In 2016, Mr. Trump often trailed Mrs. Clinton in national polls by slimmer margins and ultimately overcame her lead in the popular vote with razor-thin victories in key swing states. His approval rating is still narrowly positive on the issue of the economy, with 50% of voters giving him favorable marks compared with 45% saying the opposite. Should the fall campaign become a referendum on which candidate is better equipped to restore prosperity after the pandemic has subsided, well, that could give Mr. Trump a new opening to press his case. The president is also still ahead of Mr. Biden among white voters without college degrees who hold disproportionate influence in presidential elections because of how central the Midwest is to capturing 270 electoral votes. Yet if Mr. Trump still has a significant measure of credibility with voters on the economy, he lacks any apparent political strength on the most urgent issues of the moment, the pandemic and the national reckoning on police and race. Nearly three-fifths of voters disapprove of Mr. Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, including majorities of white voters and men. Self-described moderate voters disapprove of Mr. Trump on the coronavirus by a margin of more than 2-1.